Back to Us. Written by Rachel Hanna. Narrated by Mallory Fusella. Prologue, May 1987. We stand there, backs facing the door, leading from the garage into the house, pretending that nothing is going on in there. My sister, who is 4 years older than me, is clearly embarrassed in front of her newest boyfriend, Charlie. I honestly don't know why she picks these ugly guys, but I won't go there. Needless to say, his thick, dark hair, cut into that sugar bowl look, complete with bangs, is not doing him any favors. And those bushy eyebrows are in need of help or possibly a hedge trimmer, but Lord knows I better not say anything. We sure aren't close as sisters. My opinions about her choice of boyfriends would be about as well received as a kiss from a rabid porcupine. So we stand there. All of us. My mother, trying to look strong but anxiously chewing on her nails and white-knuckling it not to light up a Virginia Slim cigarette, stands beside me. She's staring out of the open garage door, watching absolutely nothing. There's nothing to watch in this podunk little town anyway. My sister is crossing her arms like we're interfering with her schedule or something. Her hair has problems of its own, with those big wing-like pieces on the sides, plastered on by industrial-strength hairspray. And someone, I still don't remember who, gave her the ugliest blue eyeshadow last Christmas, which she has caked on in an effort to woo Charlie, I suppose. And then there's Charlie, who just looks like he wants to get out of here. I can't blame him. I do too. The noises coming from inside the house are concerning. My dad, typically the most mild-mannered man in America, is in there. I love him. I'm worried that he's getting hurt. He's in there with my brother, my drug-addicted 18-year-old brother who's 6'3" and strong as an ox. Actually, he's my half-brother, but we've been raised together, so I don't normally think of him that way. Until recently. Until he started tearing the family apart. We share a mother, and she married her first husband at 16, probably to escape a lot of her family life, too. She got pregnant, had my brother, got divorced at 17, and then married my and my sister's father. And I thought things were going well, until they weren't. For a while, I think they tried to hide the dysfunction from me. I'm 12, but I'm not stupid. I'm what they refer to as too smart for her own good. Today, my brother has disrupted a family dinner. One of those leave-it-to-beaver, sit-around-the-kitchen-table-and-pass-the-mashed-potatoes kind of Sunday dinners. The kind that make your family look perfect, but don't reveal the cracks underneath. Like your sweet but severely alcoholic grandfather. Or your also alcoholic uncle. Or your crazy grandmother. Or in this case, your drug-fueled brother who is intent on hating the world and creating chaos wherever he goes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?